We received the news with utter shock because we believe that as Gambians who've been under oppression and subjugation for 20 years, being that the government that we have there has refused to accord Gambians any legal means of determining their manner of government, that we are left with what President Kennedy said, which is that those who make peaceful revolution possible will make violent revolution inevitable. And so we believe that the United States has really slapped the face of Gambians by standing with the dictatorship in the Gambia, because any charge against any Gambian who is fighting to restore democracy in the Gambia is nothing but an endorsement of tyranny in the Gambia.
I wonder if these two gentlemen are United States citizens. Are they United States citizens?
Yes, they are United States citizens, very, very outstanding, upright citizens of this country. Mr. Charonjai, who is a very generous Gambian, very successful businessman in Texas, and Mr. Papa Fall, an academic, and who also served in the U.S. Army to promote and defend democracy and liberty around the world. So these are people who are not only committed to the ideals of democracy, but are very honest, upright citizens who feel the need that they cannot continue to sit in the comfort of their apartments or houses in the United States while the Gambian people continue to be oppressed. So we believe that these are the best citizens that anybody can have.
But do you understand from the United States government point of view that the mere fact that they were undertaken to go and overthrow a sovereign government violates what they call the Neutrality Act, which prohibits U.S. citizens or residents from taking up arms or plotting against a nation which is at peace with the United States?
Well, that's the key word, at peace. Because as we speak, two American citizens, Alhaji Mahmoud Cisse and Ibu Diop, have been kidnapped in the Gambia for over a year now. The United States government is aware of this. The FBI is aware of this. The CIA is aware of this. So you cannot have peace with a country that kidnaps your own citizens. So that doesn't make sense. Now, Gambia is not at peace with the United States. And it is not at peace with the Gambian people. What we have in the Gambia is a rogue state.